A change in plans for the state's new online campaign finance reporting system. Proposed legislation aims to boost the state's literacy rate. And Weatherford is getting a new Amazon hub and the jobs that go with it. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, December 22nd. I'm Deborah Schar. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is canceling its plan to revamp the state's online campaign finance reporting system after months of delays. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us that means the pressure to get any reporting system in order before next year is on.
Candidates, elected officials, political action committees, and lobbyists are all required to register through an online portal called Guardian. But the nonprofit newsroom NonDoc reports various rollout delays on the new system, Guardian 2.0, have strained the commission responsible for monitoring elected officials' finances. Commission members are now hoping to reinstate the old software, if possible. Lawmakers have already shelled out $2 million for the new system, so a lawsuit to recover those tax dollars may be in order. The commission has retained Attorney General Gettner Drummond as legal counsel in that endeavor. I'm Lionel Ramos.
After Mississippi students climbed from 49th to 9th nationally in literacy, states like Oklahoma took notice. And as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, some lawmakers want to replicate Mississippi's strategy.
Tulsa Representative Rob Hall and Adair Senator Michael Bergstrom, both Republicans, announced the filing of House Bill 2944 and mirror legislation, Senate Bill 1271, called the Oklahoma Reads Act. READS stands for Reading Excellence Through Accountability, Development, and Standards. A key provision in the bill is restoring the practice of holding back third graders who do not pass literacy tests. Oklahoma used to require third grade literacy-based retention through 2011's Reading Sufficiency Act, but the legislature whittled down its enforcement, fully repealing the policy during the last legislative session. The law would also require retained students to get at least an hour and a half of intensive reading instruction, and the state would assign literacy coaches to schools with students who score the lowest in third grade reading assessments. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The city of Weatherford announced plans for a new Amazon delivery center. The Weatherford Industrial Trust sold 10 acres in North Park to Amazon for a 30,000 square foot delivery station. City officials say the facility will create about 100 jobs and speed up Amazon deliveries in Weatherford and nearby communities. Construction is expected to begin early next year. The Trump administration proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act in November. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the environmental rollback could have a lasting effect on Oklahoma's fauna and flora.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife is considering rule changes that could make it harder to protect some lands, even if they could be home to imperiled species. The revisions would also strip a blanket rule allowing threatened species to get the same level of protection as endangered ones. The Endangered Species Act became law in 1973, and it's credited with bringing some species back from the brink of extinction. That includes the bald eagle, grizzly bear, and others. Eli Bridge is the director of the Oklahoma Biological Survey. He says it's hard to know which endangered and threatened species could be most affected by the proposals.
But in Oklahoma, we really rely on the Endangered Species Act because we have so much land that's private.
As of mid-December, there's no set date for when the service will finalize the rules. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.